In my 30th year, in the 4th month, on the 5th day, while I was among the exiles, the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. As I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the ground beside each creature with its four faces. This was the appearance and structure of the wheels. They sparkled like topaz, and all four looked alike. Each appeared to be made like a wheel intersecting a wheel. As they moved, they would go in any one of the four directions the creatures faced. The wheels did not change direction as the creatures went. Their rims were high and awesome, and all four rims were of eyes all around.
It started with empty space and a desire for light. As the staff worked to plan Christmas Eve, an idea began bouncing around to incorporate light in some kind of creative way. In fact, some of the versions that showed up in the Christmas Eve service of light arriving and in our community were an outgrowth of that conversation. Another thing that came forth landed right here in the garage. We realized since we aren't hosting in-person groups or activities, we had a large public-facing space that would just be sitting empty. So we called Karen Smith, a longtime member of the congregation, an artist and teacher, and one of our many creative minds in residence. In fact, the beautiful tree of connected yarn by the 32nd Avenue door or the colorful home where all belong here in the garage entry, they're both products of her creative generosity. From her artistic process came the installation that now graces the garage, 160 pinwheels, on motion with the fans, candles that not only add depth but reveal a message. As you move across the front of the garage, hope is revealed. Not only does hope appear in the light, it also appeared in the process that is developing in the background, as community-contributed cards written and decorated by those around us share their hopes. As we sit here with art, I began to think about the visions of Ezekiel in our scriptures. When presented with concepts larger than our comprehension, the prophet turned to metaphor. Literally, turns as he uses a metaphor of a giant wheel turning in the sky, capturing the motion and movement of everything from the cosmos to the constant churn of time itself. It's very powerful imagery. There are also moments in the writing of Ezekiel that sound like a 90s Valley Girl. It was like, over and over, grasping for words. This is a great reminder that sometimes we cannot fully comprehend, and our best course of action is to find a reference point. Something analogous, something similar, something that inspires us to see more. That is the gift of this incredible art installation in the garage. It's like so many things that will help drive our series on hope this month. It's metaphors, it's layers of meaning shared and seen in this space. One of the first things that jumped out at me when considering the project wasn't the colorful presentation that glows at night, or the massive expanse that it fills, or even the kinetic motion of these 160 pinwheels. It was the invitation for many hands to be a part. Karen invited thoughts and ideas during her own creative process. Then she paired her creative gifts with the design and planning talents of her husband, Dean. The two worked in tandem to bring further forward this inspiration from Karen's mind and into our space as a reality. Now, knowing that the pinwheels would not fold themselves, Karen enlisted a team of more than a dozen folding households. I must say, her instructional video on how to make these pinwheels is a work of art all its own that is incredibly peaceful to watch. to program the timed candles. We had to turn them all on at the same time. So my children joined in a candle switching race, as flipping as many of those little switches as they could in 1 minute so the candles would all turn on at the same time. Even the garage itself is the product of many supporters. The garage exists because of you. You as a congregation and community who chose to create a versatile neighborhood space. This wouldn't have been possible when what sat here was a nearly condemned, dilapidated eyesore. Letting God work through your generosity created a multi-dimensional canvas for people to be together in countless ways, even during the pandemic. Also including this very artistic gift while we can't be here in person. And then there are the community contributions that are filling in behind me. Every single one of the beautiful white cards hanging, however it was presented with words or drawing, beautiful because it is an honestly shared hope. And sharing is beautiful. And hope is beautiful. The book of Ezekiel's use of metaphor isn't limited to the big turning wheel. When speaking to Ezekiel, God uses metaphor as well. It is in Ezekiel that God conjures images of dry bones returning to life, of a people being reinvigorated and returning to their vibrant being after a long, hard, difficult time. Son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. They say, our bones are dried up and our hope is gone. We are cut off. Therefore, prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. My people, I am going to open your graves and bring you up from them. I will bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you, my people, will know that I am the Lord. When I open your graves and bring you up from them, I will put my spirit in you and you will live. And I will settle you in your own land. And then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken and I have done it, declares the Lord. God's people are brought back to life and fulfillment through the constant commitment of God to work through all who will offer themselves. God's work to bring hope is the product of many hands. And much like Karen offering us clear instructions for the folding of pinwheels, God speaks through the prophets, giving us direction and a way for artful living. In Ezekiel, we hear the hope of every person, wherever they come from, having enough, that no one's hoarding of resources or opportunity would deny others what they need. In Micah, we receive the instruction to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with God to bring forth hope for the world. Throughout the divine guidance and laws attributed to Moses, there are constant themes of caring for those in need, to reestablish hope in the lives of the widow, the orphan, the refugee, the sick, and the hungry. When we do these things, when we offer our hands for God to work through, we join in the creation of hope. And not just for others, but the creation of hope for ourselves. We can see and feel it personally as we work to offer it broadly. For in God's never-ending pursuit of doing more in our world, I find hope. And in God's desire to work with and through each of us, that we all have a place, that we all have purpose in this, and that we will make a difference, in that I find hope. And I also find hope in knowing that we search and serve together. Amen.